everybody that's watching online right now. I shouldn't say watching, I should say worshiping with us online right now. I've had several of our online people say, don't say we're watching, say we're worshiping. So wherever you are, we're so thankful to have you with us. If you have any questions along the way, whether it's, you know, about our church, about your, you know, walk with God, the message, whatever, please let us know. Comment there in this comment section. We have people there that would love to answer you, talk to you, pray with you right now. So we're so thankful to have you with us. And everybody that's in the house tonight, thank you for coming out in person on January 6, 2021. Yeah, glad to have you. First Wednesday worship of the year. First Wednesday of the month, first Wednesday of the year, and we're just so honored to have you with us. I want to introduce our guest before we go any further. I want to give him plenty of time. Randy Phillips, the earliest memories I have of him was him on the drums, actually, playing the drums in my home church, Promised Land in Austin. And he then became the youth pastor, and I would sneak in. I was too young to be in the youth group, but I would sneak into the youth meetings, and he would say, how old are you? Old enough. And then right after that, he started this group called Phillips, Craig, and Dean in 1990-something. And they have been going for 29 years, I think, almost 30 years. And just put out a new album this past year. And if you haven't listened to it, you got to go get it wherever you get those these days. But he, throughout my life, has been a personal mentor. And then in 2003, when we started this church here, he and his father sent me here to pastor this church with 30 people. And I don't think they really knew if it was going to make it or not. But here we are, and all along the last 17 and a half years, it's hard to believe it's been that long, but it was actually January of 2003 that your father, Kenneth Phillips, started coming to San Marcos and having church on Friday night, and we called it Friday Night Fellowship. And and then a few years later, Pastor Randy went to start what we called Promised Land West, and they met in Westlake High School. And then God just really began to bless that church, and later they changed their name to Life Austin. Now they have thousands of people worshiping at their Southwest campus off of 71. They have a campus in Marble Falls and Dripping Springs. They have one in downtown Austin, and they're about to launch a brand new campus at the original Promised Land location, and it's going to be called Life Mueller. And a few years back, he invited me to help him coach and help out with his campus pastors. And so for the last couple years, I've been, you know, the family just getting back together, getting tight, and it's awesome. It's a beautiful thing. And so if he was just a songwriter, he would have an incredible career, just a singer. But this guy is just amazing. He's got so many talents, and it's a privilege for him to serve as an overseer who spiritually prays over this church and gives us direction whenever we need it. So would y'all please welcome Pastor Randy Phillips to come now and minister to us tonight. Thank you so much, brother.
Hello. My goodness. Well, hello, everybody. Happy New Year. Thank you, Pastor Robin, for those very kind, amazing remarks. I was trying to figure out who he was talking about for a minute. Robin and Erica Steele meant the world to me. Avery Jude Kennedy. I'm so proud of Pastor Robin. I'm so proud of you, for your loyalty and faithfulness to this great man of God and the church you've built. Look at this on a Wednesday night. This is fantastic. And all of you watching, worshiping. Glad you're here. 17 and a half years? Oh, well done. Well done. I didn't know if you would make it. You exceeded all my expectations. Oh, I love Robin Steele. What a blessing he's been to me in Austin, Texas, as a friend, as a brother, and then helping me pastor pastors. I'm so glad some of those pastors did. This is Brian Larson. Would you stand, pastor of Life Austin Southwest? And this is Pastor Jesse Pritchett from downtown, Life Austin downtown. And that's Michael. Hi, Michael. He doesn't pastor at all. But he's a good man. Man, I love this music. What a voice. My Lord. You kidding me? My goodness. Three or four octaves. I don't know. I lost track. I don't know where you were at. You were in the stratosphere. Great to see you. Tim Phillips, I didn't know you played drums. Look at you. All right, let's go old school. I've heard your songs. I like them. Let's go back and dig something up. Old school. Let's see if you remember this. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken, Lord. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit lives within me. Does anybody know this? All right. Rose again. Hey. Amazing love, how can it be? You, my King, would die for me, your glory. Amazing love, I know it's true. Yes, you do know it. In all I do, I I'm forgiven because you were forsaken, Lord. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit lives within me because you died and you rose again. San Marcos, sing it. You, my King, would die for me. Oh, oh, oh. Made in love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you. Say this. You are my King, Jesus, you are my San Marcos. You are my King, yeah. You are my King, say you. Jesus, you are mine. Put your hands in the air, say you are my King. You are my King, Lord, you. Amazing love, how can it be? You, my King. I know it's true. Seated. Thank you, fellas. Fantastic. Great to see everyone. All of you are worshiping, watching online. Thank you. When I walked in with my mask on, Robin Steele said, "You look just like your mother," which I take as a great compliment. She's a pretty lady. But the 2020 taught us how to wear a mask, and it reconfigured our faces. I brought something I'll show you. That's 2019. That's 2020. Look at 2021. I already had some large ears, and the mask made them larger. Hebrews 12 says, when God spoke from Mount Sinai, his voice shook the earth. Now, that's when God gave the commandments to Moses. The whole mountain was electrified by the presence of God. Almighty, omnipotent God, immutable God, comes down and hovers over a mountain, and it shook. They told the people in Exodus, don't go near the mountain. If livestock even touches the mountain while the Lord's there, they'll die. So it was fierce and awesome and amazing. Now he makes another promise. So this is the second promise in Hebrews. Once again, I will shake not only the earth, but the heavens also. This means that all of creation will be shaken and removed, so that only unshakable things will remain. Then he goes on to say, and you are part of an unshakable kingdom. He says unshakable three times in just a couple of verses. Apparently, there's a whole lot of shaking going on. You ever been shaken? 2020 was a year we were all shaken. Churches were shaken, businesses shaken, marriages shaken, school districts shaken, finances shaken, everything got shaken. And a lot of us are wondering, is 2021 part two of that, or is it over, or are we coming out of it? It's just a lot of unknowns. When you're being shaken in your marriage or your finances or your health, or your education, if you're like me, I tend to say, is that you, or is it the devil? I just want to know, because if it's the devil, I'll try to rebuke him. But if it's God, I probably need to submit and try to figure out what's he teaching me. So anybody here besides me want to know, is this God or the devil doing this to you? I brought you the answer from Austin, Texas. Ready? Is it God or the devil? Yes. It sure is. There's a whole lot of shaking going on. They use, both God and Satan use the same means to accomplish different purposes in your life. Satan thinks he can shake you hard enough that you'll lose your faith. God thinks if he'll shake you, it'll deepen your faith. So is your faith being destroyed or is it being deepened? Whole lot of shaking going on. Your pastor just led you in communion. It was a beautiful thing to watch. All of you at home taking communion and all of you in this beautiful sanctuary. By the way, your property is so beautiful, Pastor, and the way you keep it up, it's just beautiful. What was I saying? I know a lot of shaking. Your pastor led you in communion. That's what I was going to say. It was beautiful. The night that Jesus instituted that supper that you just took, they didn't understand it like you do. He knew what was about to happen to him later that evening, but they couldn't have. And so when he held up the bread and said, and he, it was a loaf of bread, he tore it apart. He knew that's, I'm about to be torn apart. And he said, this is my body torn apart for you. They didn't know. They just like, okay. And then he held the cup and he said, and this is my blood poured out for you. They didn't know what that meant. He knew he was about to bleed out on Calvary not too many hours from then. They didn't know. They couldn't have known. So he gave them this wonderful supper that we just participated in. And right after he told them what this is for, and they took it and ingested it, it hadn't even been digested in their body till one of them asked him, a fight broke out in the room. And they started fighting, and they said, which one of us is going to sit on the left or the right when you set your throne up? That's the rudest thing. That's so, that was so rude. It hurt the Lord's feelings. It would be like you gathering your family around your bed and saying, listen, I'm going to die in 48 hours. It'd be like one of your kids saying, well, can I have the car? That's not the time for that. He says, no, my kingdom is not of this world. This is a kingdom that's going to be shaken. The kingdom I'm going to can never be shaken. That's the one I'm ruling over. Now, he pulls Simon aside. So they're all there. They took the Lord's Supper, and then they start talking among themselves. And the Lord pulls Simon, Peter, off to the side, and he says to him, Simon, Simon, calls his name twice, Satan has a request for me concerning you. And he does, yeah. Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat. Simon is all ears, bigger ears than mine. And he says, what now? Satan has to ask permission to sift you. So you need to know that from Job. Whatever's coming into your life that's causing the chaos and the turmoil, it had to pass through the hand of God. Satan has asked to sift you as wheat. Now, Simon knew what he was talking about. We don't, because we have modern combines, machinery that go into harvest field, wheat fields, turn up the, it separates the good parts from the bad parts, bundles it all in one machine practically. But back in this day, they had to go into the wheat field by hand with some sort of machete or something, cut down the wheat, then they would cut it up into little pieces, trying to separate the good parts from the bad. Then they would take it up on a hill that was unabated by buildings and the wind could blow freely, and they would take a it's called a pruning fork or a threshing fork. May have a picture of it. Let's see if we have one. We have a picture of that? There it is. They would take it up on a hill where the wind was blowing strong, and they would take the wheat that had been harvested and throw it up in the air. And that process right there is called sifting. You see what they're doing right there? They are sifting. Now, when Jesus pulls Simon to the side and says, Satan has asked permission to do that right there. That's what he wants to do to you. So everybody in this audience and those of you watching, this is what Satan wants to do to you. He wants to sift you like wheat. He's going to throw you in the air so high, you don't think you're ever going to come down. Loss, sadness, disappointment, betrayal, sickness, COVID, financial pressure. Is it God? Is it Satan? They're both going to use the same technique to accomplish different purposes. All right, so Satan has asked to do that to you, Simon. Everybody here who's a believer in Jesus Christ, Satan has asked permission to do that to you. Satan wants to sift you like wheat. And so Simon, I'm sure he said, and you told him, no. And what does the Lord say? I prayed for you. That's it? Are you kidding me? Satan has asked to sift you like wheat, and I prayed for you. I don't need you to pray. I need you to tell him to get back. I don't want to be sifted. Oh, yeah. I'm going to let him. Why? Because I see so much greatness in you. Because the sifting is going to produce something in you that they're going to be talking about for generations. The sifting has to remove the unprofitable parts of who you are. All right, so that's the purpose of shaking and sifting. There's a whole lot of shaking going on. Feels like our nation is being sifted. Did you see that chaos today? Never in my life would I thought I would see people breaching the very foundations of our Constitution, busting in the door, putting their feet up on desks, going door to door to see if people, they representatives and senators they didn't like were in their office. What is this? What is this? Stop this foolishness. Feels like to me our nation is being sifted. Whole lot of shaking. Feels like our marriages are being shifted, sifted, shaken. What is he trying to accomplish? He wants to remove what is unfruitful. The purpose of sifting is to throw the wheat up in the air so that the wind catches it and removes the chaff from the wheat. The chaff is blown away. The wheat comes right back down. Simon, Simon, Satan is asked to sift you like wheat. And what'd you tell him? I prayed for you. What'd you pray? That your faith fail not. And when you have returned, when you have come, everybody know there's a comeback coming in your life. When you come back, strengthen your brothers. Remove what is unfruitful. What did you pick up in 2020 that was unfruitful? What have you picked up all along the journey that's been unfruitful? I've picked up a lot of stuff. I've picked up pessimism, sarcasm. I'm a glass half full. I'm a guy glass brimming over, get a bowl to catch the water. And I found myself in 2020 with some depression and with some sadness And with some, I was disoriented. I was emotionally disoriented. I found myself thinking, what is happening? Is sifting. We all were sifted and have been sifted in 2020. And so I just, Lord, what would you have to remove from my life? And he began to show me some things that I needed to correct. I love what Rick actually said. We have little control over whether this year will be better, but we have a lot of control of whether or not we will be. As for me and my house, we're going to get better. So I begin to inventory my life and inventory my habits. Habits, little things we pick up along our journey. And it's just an incremental choice, but you wake up years from then and it's taken you completely off course. You can be off just a few degrees, and by the time you get to where you thought you were completely off course, I have begun to inventory what's taken me off course. I want you to begin to inventory your life. Why isn't your marriage thriving? Why aren't your children thriving? Why isn't your church thriving? Why aren't you financially thriving? Why are you allowing nutritional bad habits to come back and you were doing so good? Why are you allowing the addiction to come back in your life? Why are you, why is your screen time outpacing your reading time, your book time, your family time, your face time with other people that you love in your life? These are the things that I had to take an inventory to say, the sifting is going to take some unprofitable, unfruitful things from me. And when I come back, I'm going to be better. Michael, do you have a washing machine?
Yes, sir.
You do. Back when I was a younger man, inside the washing machine, there was something in there. Do you know what's in that thing, what that's called in the middle of the washing machine? Yeah, he said, yeah. Yeah, what? Agitator. Everybody say agitator. That's what I need. It's called an agitator because it's wanting to separate the dirt, the soiling mess from the profitable garment. I don't want to wear that garment with that mess on it. So you put it in there and the agitator takes a hold of it and separates the mess from the profitable stuff. I think sifting comes to my life and yours to it feels like something's agitating. I feel so agitated. You ever said that? Did you say that in 2020? I feel so agitated. What is that? Well, Satan feels like you'll give up on God. But God says, I'm going to separate the soiling stuff, the stinky mess, from the profitable garment. Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you like wheat. What'd you say? I prayed for you. What'd you pray? That your faith don't fail? This is all about your faith. He feels like he can shake you up so badly, you'll lose the faith. That he'll destroy the faith. God says your faith is going to be deepened. Simon, I'm going to... if you only knew what I was going to do to you and put you in a place you could never imagine for yourself, dreams you could never dream. I'm about to do something in your life, but you got to go through some sifting and some agitation. The second reason that he allows it is so that I recognize that he's in control. God's in control. Satan has asked, God permitted it, God's in control. Psalms 47, 1 through 3 says this. Come on, everyone, clap your hands. Come on, everyone, clap your hands. Shout to God with joyful praise. Why? For the Lord Most High is awesome. He is the great King of all the earth. He subdues the nations before us, putting our enemies beneath our feet. Our feet. Our feet. Not his feet, our feet. You are going to be able to walk on what was walking on you. God is so awesome that he is going to allow you to walk on what was walking on you. Alcoholism, I'm walking on you. Pornography, I'm walking on you. Abuse, I'm walking on you. Betrayal, I'm walking on you. Loss, I'm walking on you. Why? Because God's in control. 2 Corinthians 4:17, for our present troubles are small and won't last very long. Yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. God's allowing the shaking. He's in control. He calls it a small amount of trouble compared to what he sees you becoming. Simon, I see you becoming something, but you're going to have to go through a sifting. Number three, that's where the musicians come up. The sifting helps us rely on the Holy Spirit. You can't endure the sifting on your own. You got to have the help of the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 3:20, glory be to God, who by his mighty power at work within us is able to do far more than we could ever dare to ask or even dream of, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, or hopes. Simon Peter, you want to be the king on the Sea of Galilee, or the apostle that I hand the keys to? Whatever you're dreaming of for yourself, it's too small. When you come through the sifting and you begin to let God control you and rely on him, he's going to strengthen your faith and cause you to accomplish things far beyond what you ever saw for yourself. But you need to have the Holy Spirit come upon you right now. So that's what we're going to pray. Everybody say, come on, Holy Spirit. Everybody say, come on, Holy Spirit. Everybody say, come in me, Holy Spirit. Everybody say, come in me, Holy Spirit. One of the things that the Holy Spirit does, so many things the Holy Spirit does, but one of them is he gives you power. Power to do what? Be the baddest on the block? No. He gives you power to withstand the sifting that comes so that you're able to strengthen other people who are going through the same kind of thing. Divorce? Yeah, I've been through that. Let me tell you how to get through it. Death of a spouse? I've been through that. Bankruptcy? I've been through that. Been put in prison? I've been through that. Whatever Satan sifted you with, you're going to use as a weapon to bring other people through it. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, fill us right now. Everybody throw your hands up like this and say, Lord Jesus, fill me with the Holy Spirit. Now let the Holy Spirit fall right now. Hallelujah. Fall. Activate yourself. Fill us up to the overflowing. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Yes. Yes. Yes.
We pour out our praise.
That's what we do.
Pour out our praise to your bread in our lives. So we pour out our praise to you. Come on, sing that.
It's your breath.
Dismiss. One is we're going to start a brand new sermon series this coming Sunday called Dream Again. And it's really cool. We're launching it with Life Austin too. They're doing the same sermon series. And I'm excited about a church that is ready to dream again. Very biblical. And we can only do that through the power of God. So it's a great time to bring people to church, invite them. Share it online, let people know about it, and let's get here on Sunday, 8:30, 10, and 11:30. 8:30, 10, and 11:30, and we have full children's ministry at the second two services, the 10 and 11:30 service. Those of you that have kids, would love for you to come to the second two services, especially the third service, the 11:30, plenty of space there. So we'd love to have you there. Before you leave tonight, I want to give you the chance to give financially to God. And one of the things that Pastor Randy taught me years ago was generosity and giving and tithing. And I want to give you the chance to do that at the beginning of 2021, to put God first in your finances. And you know, when my book came out a few months ago, I had a lot of pastors that I gave books to, and a lot of them asking for a free book. And Pastor Randy asked for 100 books, but he said, I want to pay for them. And to have somebody say, I want to buy 100 books is unbelievable. And it was such a, it made such a special impact on me, because I thought, he's got a lot of other things he could do with that money. But he's always led by example and led by giving. And then he took those 100 books and they gave it out to the leaders of their church. And so just a heart of generosity. We want that to be who we are. To be like God, to give sacrificially, to give when we are nervous about it, to trust God that He's got it taken care of. So I want to give you the chance to give. The ways to give are up on the screen. And by the way, our center screen's coming back this Sunday. Come on. Some of y'all missed what is that big white square? It's a screen. Some of you may not have heard the story, but out here in the country, there's a lot of buzzards, and a buzzard landed on this telephone pole and blew up a transformer. And this projector was one of the victims of that surge of electricity. But you guys are so generous. It was awesome. We got another. Here it comes. It's coming tomorrow. So anyway, God bless you so much. Everybody online, everybody in person, we love you so much. We will see you on Sunday. We're going to start dismissing from the back right now. Our team is going to dismiss row by row to try to keep everybody at their 6-foot spacings. But, man, we're so thankful to have you with us tonight. God bless you so much. We'll see you on Sunday.